Come in, Bob Marley, could you be loved? My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, September the 21st, 2014. This feminine voice, rooted in this verb that sheds light, it uncovers the proper usage of darkness, which brings into the light, reveals into the light that which was hidden. So, as we bring forth life with our babies and our children, it gives us to understand that the hidden thoughts will be revealed into the light because of words and actions. It gives us to understand that when you do good, first you do the good in the beginning stages when you're creating something. It's unseen, out of sight. People can't see what you're planning. It's taking root. You're thinking on it. You may write it down, but you don't show the people your plans. Eventually, you begin to speak it and act on it. What's in your mind that was hidden now is being revealed into the light. And then your plan comes into fruition. Now your plan is in operation. Everybody knows, they see it. The same goes for the wicked. They use the same mechanism. They do in the dark, the beginning stages of their plans. Look at how a year ago, when Obama was being maneuvered into outright warfare in Syria, the masses of the people rose up, demanded peace, and said, no, we're sick and tired of warfare, bloodshed. We demand peace, Barack Obama. I didn't vote for Barack Obama, but I'm speaking on behalf of those who did. I voted. Who did I vote for? The lady that was with the Green Party, Jean Stern, But those who voted for Barack Obama, they said, we voted that you would come into office and administer peace, Mr. President, President Obama, sir. We didn't vote for you to be a warmonger. We didn't vote for you to influence our babies and our children to go across the other side of the earth and kill other human beings, poor, suffering, oppressed peoples like ourselves. No, we demand peace. And then in England, in Britain, sisters and brothers rose up and said, no, we demand peace. Was it Cameron in office then, or was it Brown in Britain at that time? Whoever the head of state was, I believe it might have been Cameron. They said, no, we demand peace. People began to rise up all over the earth and tell their governments, no, we demand peace. So they couldn't go to war with Syria like they did with Libya. And even if you look at, come on now, we are students of politics. We study current affairs to reveal to the light that which has been hidden. See, Russia, at the time that America invaded Libya with the aid of Britain and France and Canada and others, Russia was under not the leadership of Putin, Medvedev. And we don't say that Putin is totally righteous, but we do say that Putin did not support Russia remaining quiet as America invaded Libya and assassinated Gaddafi and started that whole ball rolling, where now even at this day and time, black people are suffering all manner of suffering in Libya at the hands of those who America put into power. So now in this time, when they wanted to invade Syria outright, using al-Qaeda, using al-Nusra, using those who are now in ISIS, so-called Free Syrian Army, nothing free about them. This is the opposition of Assad, being used and manipulated by the CIA as a mercenary group, taking advantage of poverty and impoverishment to influence poor Arab men, poor Muslim men to join this group to kill and overthrow Assad. But the people rose up and said no. And then Putin was in power in Russia, and Russia blocked America and blocked Britain. So what happened? They went underground. Those maneuvering the Obama administration went into hiding with their plans, began to cook up some more plans in the darkness, using the womb of darkness for evil rather than the womb of darkness for truth and justice and righteousness. They began to cook in the darkness, and they said, okay, let's create ISIL and ISIS, this Islamic State in Syria, in the Levant, ISIL, ISIS. And let's now begin to see what we can do to pump fear into the people. Because when they pump fear into us, we can't love each other like we should. When they pump fear into us, we can't think like we should. When they pump fear into us, that's how they control us. We don't say that we should never experience fear, but we don't want to experience fear as a manipulating tool, a tool of manipulation. And so they said, okay, we're going to now not call ourselves, not call these people the Free Syrian Army. We're not going to say al-Qaeda, al-Nusra. We're going to funnel those same al-Qaeda, al-Nusra people into ISIL, ISIS, cause unrest in Iraq, cause the rejected Sunnis to join with this new group, ISIL, ISIS, who were trained in Turkey, trained in Jordan, trained in Qatar, trained in Saudi Arabia, orchestrated by the CIA. Now they were in Iraq over the last year, creating hell and havoc and running roughshod over the people. Because the Shiite government pushed the Sunnis out, now the Sunnis angry, and some of the Sunnis joined ISIL, ISIS, for whatever the reason. Shiite government wanting to squash this rebellion in their country, seeing Sunnis joining ISIL, ISIS, Shiite government with Malaki, I think his name was Malaki, I'm not getting his name exactly correct. He's Shiite, he is hanging out with Iran, and so he wants to destroy ISIL, ISIS, and the Sunnis. All of this being orchestrated by the CIA, orchestrated in the dark, meaning we don't see their full intention until now. And so they remove Maliki out of power in Iraq, put in someone a little weaker to begin to finalize their plans of breaking Iraq up into at least three regional territories in the south east of Iraq. You have the government next to Iran, Shiite. In the middle western region bordering Syria, you have this ISIL, ISIS jumping up talking about caliphate, talking about Mahdi, misusing Islam, misusing Arabic, misusing the Quran. The caliphate is the same as the kingdom of God, kingdom of goddess here and now on this earth. They are not the caliphate that is to be established all over the earth. They are not the kingdom, kingdom of God, goddess to be established all over the earth. You have the Christian leadership misusing Christ and the kingdom, Islamic leadership misusing Islam and the caliphate. But in the west center of Iraq, you have the ISIL, ISIS bordering Syria. In the north, you have the Kurds. ISIL, ISIS armed, financed, selling oil. Now, all of a sudden, they become the new boogeyman, the new threat. Obama administration saying these are the new threats to our security. Senator McCain going in and out with ISIL, ISIS, which is the new Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra. McCain setting up plans, setting up construct, setting up a blueprint to come in to manifest what he desires to manifest, being that he is a voice of the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. There's that word voice again being misused and misapplied. Now, senators, Congress people, forced to vote on whether or not to arm the so-called moderates in Syria to do what? To fight ISIL, ISIS. What? Really? No. No such thing as a moderate opposer of Assad. All of those who are opposing Assad that America is sending monies and weapons to are Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIL, ISIS. These are the mercenaries that have been raised by the CIA to create disorder and chaos in the region, to come before the public to play and act like they're coming to save the day when they orchestrated all of this. And now we see that this is an excuse to bomb inside of Syria, because if ISIL, ISIS is inside Syria and they say we want now to fight ISIL, ISIS, they're the enemy, they're the group we must be afraid of. Well, Syria says, hey, Assad says, Assad, the head of state of Syria says, hey, just support us in the fight and we'll get rid of ISIL, ISIS. But you see, it's nothing but a game. Those in power, using the Obama administration, have planned all along to maneuver us into supporting bombing inside of Syria, which will only be the excuse to continue to bomb and bomb Assad and overturn the Assad government by so-called fighting ISIL, ISIS, when they weaponize or arm and finance ISIL, ISIS. So they're not the enemy boogeyman that they have been made out to be, but they are the means used by the wicked to pump fear into us, to cause us to support. It's now 60%, I hear, that 60% of the citizens of the United States of North America says, yeah, arm the rebels so you can fight ISIL and arm them so you can fight them in Syria, when it's a game to cause us to support that which was in the plans over the whole of this last year, abusing darkness, abusing the womb, going from the light into the darkness, covering up their actions from light into darkness, covering up their intentions. And then you saw how they used reporters, so-called decapitating reporters. And I saw on Democracy Now, was it Foley? That Foley journalist, I believe his name was Foley. The media lied, using the voice for wickedness, using the feminine voice for wickedness, not shedding light, but covering the truth. The media lied. Apparently, Foley was anti-war. I wonder if I can find it right quick. I hope I have his name correct. I believe it was a couple of Fridays ago. Let me see if I can find it, sisters and brothers. September the 19th, I believe that was. Not September the 19th, but September the 12th. Come on, computer. September the 12th. Yeah, James Foley on the dehumanization of war, acclaimed filmmaker Haskell Wexler shares his 2012 interview. In a 2012 interview with Haskell Wexler, we see that Foley was not a warmonger. Foley was talking against warfare and bloodshed, and talking about how the media, used by the wicked, manipulate people into supporting warfare and bloodshed of innocent men and women. But we get the story from the media that he was embedded with America's military, was kidnapped by the forces of Al-Qaeda, and then, or ISIL, ISIS, and then decapitated because he was standing up for what America was saying, standing up for what Obama administration was saying. But if you check the details, it turns out that it looks like from the time of 2012 to now, he was not writing in the way that the interview was given. But then he began to see that the Assad government was not unpopular with the people, but was popular with the people, and that Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIL were unpopular with the Syrian people. And so Foley began to write articles or an article that began to tell the truth of what was going on. And this truth was matching exactly the interview that Haskell Wexler conducted in interviewing James Foley, and James Foley revealing that he understood how we are maneuvered into positions that are detrimental to the human family because of misuse of media and misuse of people's real intentions in their heart for helping people. He was really going in on the interview of how those in the military are manipulated and their feelings of love for the human family are manipulated by the media and by those who run the military. Now, when he wrote this article that began to reveal the truth, now all of a sudden he's decapitated. And some question that. Then this second fella, I can't call his name right now, the second so-called decapitation, this fella began as a journalist to tell the real truth. And so all of a sudden he's kidnapped, held for ransom, decapitated to pump fear into us. And one or both of these were captured by Al-Qaeda and handed over to ISIL, showing you that this is really one group with two or three names doing the bidding of the CIA to do what? To pump fear into us so that now by 60% the citizens of the United States of North America are saying, go ahead, arm the rebels, not understanding that you're arming Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIS, and this was the hidden and unseen plan of the wicked forces all along. Whereas we take that which is hidden in the darkness and reveal into the light that which was hidden in the darkness. We uncover, we shine light. We shine light on a situation. We come to the light. We cause to appear, cause to be seen. We expose to view. We put that hidden reality to the eyes so that we may see. We strike the sight, meaning we strike the sight with that which was unclear and hidden. We become clear and manifest, cause to be seen and appear. All of these are definitions, sisters and brothers. To appear to the mind, there's the concept of the mind, and now appearing to the mind, because we now see with the eyes that which was hidden and unseen, because we have now revealed into the light that which was hidden and unseen, to seem to one's judgment or opinion. So now we reveal the actual facts so that we may make the proper judgment, so that we may have the proper opinion, so that we may seek peace and make the demand of peace in the city, in the nation in which we are held captive by the system and the institutions and the governments and the financial institutions, governmental institutions, religious institutions, and educational institutions in the hands of the wicked holding us captive. We demand peace now because we have the proper understanding. Our minds have the proper understanding because we now have knowledge, and because we know what to do with the knowledge. We have wisdom, and knowledge in the womb of wisdom produces understanding. And we have all of this in operation because we now are able to see, because we have heard the voice that reveals revelation, apocalypse, these words having to do with uncovering the mechanism of the system, uncovering the mind of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, uncovering that those plans that were hidden in the hearts and minds of the wicked, misusing their heart, misusing their mind, misusing the power of darkness to bring into the light that which was hidden in the darkness. They go in reverse. They take the light and cover, turn off the light and cover so that what they are planning may remain hidden until they put it on you in the proper time for them, having maneuvered us into where they wanted us to be in the first place. So this voice also is associated with growing vegetation. And I believe some other words, Allah in the Old Testament, has to do with growth and light and vegetation, meaning photosynthesis, the power of light and energy and light waves to go into the earth and grow something, bring from the dark womb of the earth into the light, vegetation. So this voice in the New Testament is powerful. This feminine voice is powerful. Let's take on this first voice. And the first voice which I heard, the word heard, akouo, Greek side, 191 on the Strong's Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. To be endowed with the faculty of hearing. Think of your ear. Think of that vaginal tract that leads from the ear into the womb. The hearing is so important. Who are we listening to? Oh boy, when you immerse yourselves in teaching, let me just say, we have been listening to a teaching from Kevin Trudeau having to do with the power of the mind, and your wish is your command. And one of his directives was, who do you listen to? Are you listening to people giving you good information or people giving you bad information? So we want to listen to the voice of those who will give us good information so that we may have the proper understanding. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.